This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to everybody.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, that's a very loud reply, Khadija. Well done. MashaAllah, Allah bless you. Say ameen.
Ameen.
MashaAllah, welcome everyone to our final episode of this series, this installment of the Young Learners Hub. A chance for us to build Jannah every day. Today is episode number 15. When we first announced that we were going to run this program, we announced 15 episodes, and today marks the last day of Ramadan week. Ramadan week. It's always a pleasure having you all. It's the highlight of my day being with you all. It's the highlight of Khadija's and Abdullah and Ahmed's day as well. And they also feel a bit sad because they're going to miss you all. And I've been receiving your messages, and it's really kind of you all to let us know that you will be missing us as well. Alhamdulillah, Allah has gathered us together over the internet waves. And inshallah, Allah will gather us together in this world physically, inshallah. Inshallah, Allah will make us visit each other. Or maybe we'll meet in Umrah, who knows? Or maybe even in Hajj, who knows? And also, we ask Allah to gather us in Al-Firdaus, the highest and best Jannah. Say Ameen.
Ameen.
Ameen. Barakallahu feekum. We also, after obviously we welcome each other, we extend a special welcome to our viewers who are watching us via Iman channel. And as always, we have special welcomes that go out today. We send those special welcomes to number one, Hamza Bironka, who's 10 years old from Blackburn. MashaAllah, Hamza, he really, really loves listening attentively to all the Young Learners Hub episodes and all episodes related to matters of Islam, MashaAllah. And in fact, Hamza, sometimes he gets upset when he's listening and his brother or sister make noise or disturb him, SubhanAllah. He likes to listen properly and concentrate properly. And Hamza, your notes were amazing. Barakallahu feek. We also extend a welcome to Hafsa Mahmood, who's 8 years old from Cardiff, and Abdurrahman, who's 5, and Isa, who's 4, and Afia, who's 2, all the way from Coventry. Welcome to you all. A welcome to Ammar, who's from Riyadh, just like we are based in Riyadh currently. Ammar, maybe we'll bump into each other, inshallah. We have Sumaya, who's 11, Nusayba, who's 9, Maryam, who's 6, Khadija, who's 3. That needed a big breath. Right, Khadija? Yet another Khadija. Khadija likes to count how many Khadijas are out there in the world of the internet, mashallah. Another Khadija we have, and they are all from London, so welcome to you all. We also have Amna, who's 9, Hassan, who's 3, and they're from Walsall in the UK. Have you heard of Walsall?
No.
Well, now you have. And we have Maryam, who's 7, and Asia, who's 5, from Saudi Arabia. I don't know which part of Saudi Arabia, but welcome to Maryam and Asia. We have Fatima Zahra and Muhammad Ali from Blackburn, also from Blackburn, mashallah. Welcome to you both. Some people say Fatima, but it's really Fatima, okay? Fatima, welcome to you both. Also, we have Hudhaifa, who's 12 years old, all the way from Dewsbury in the UK. Welcome, Hudhaifa, and thank you for starting the Young Learners Hub, even though you started late, but I'm really happy you started and you're catching up. Well done to you. We have Mus'ab 11, Maryam 7, and Asia, who's 5. They're also based in Saudi Arabia, mashallah. I don't know where, but maybe we will bump into each other one day. And a welcome to Zainab Amiji, who's 6 years old, mashallah. Allah bless you, bless your mother, bless your father, bless your family. And they hail from Bolton. We have Abdullah, who's 10, and Aiza. And Isa, I think Isa is our youngest student at only 20 months old, mashallah. 20 months old, I'm sure. Yeah, at least he's participating. Ahmed says, Isa is not like the Isa who used to speak from the cradle, right?
Does he cry or does he scream?
I think Isa does cry sometimes because Isa is a baby. And he's not like Isa alayhi salam who could speak as a baby. But little Isa, mashallah, at 20 months, he crawls into the Young Learners Hub and he listens. And I'm sure when he's much older, he is going to watch the episodes again, inshallah. So a special welcome to you all. And given that today is the last lesson, we have to extend a special welcome to Noodles. Noodles.
How old is Noodles?
How old is Noodles? Well, Noodles is not a person. Noodles is a teddy bear. Mashallah. Well, Noodles is a teddy bear that belongs to someone called Abid, who we called out before. He's 5 years old from Sri Lanka. And mashallah, Abid, who's five, has been watching all the episodes with Noodles. Just like Khadija has been watching her episodes with Jess. And Jess has joined us today to say goodbye. And also with Mist, mashallah. Remember Mist? We have Mist. So Khadija watches with Mist as well. And with Blackjack, mashallah, Khadija also watch. You watch with Blackjack as well, Khadija. So, mashallah, Abid, he watches the programs with his teddy bear called Noodles. Anyway, a special welcome to you all. Now, very quickly, little boys and little girls, the worksheets from yesterday, I hope you managed to do them. I hope you managed to download them. If you haven't, please go back to yesterday's episode and get them. And also, today is Friday, which means quiz week. And this is our third quiz week and our third quiz. And remember, we said whoever passes all three quizzes, I am going to send you, inshallah, a certificate, a Young Learners Hub certificate signed by me to you all. Okay, mashallah, we have over 1,000 people now who have taken the quizzes, mashallah. Subhanallah. So, inshallah, we will be busy making you 1,000 certificates. But obviously, you have to complete today's episode because the certificates go to people who've completed all three quizzes. You can find the link to the quiz in the description box below. It's already there for you all. So please look out for the quiz link. And you have time to do the quiz. It doesn't have to be today, but you have time to do it throughout the week, inshallah. And I am going to keep all three quizzes open until Saturday, the 2nd of May. Okay, because mashallah, we have so many students who started learning the Young Learners Hub late. 1 week after we've started or 2 weeks after we've started. So inshallah, I'm going to keep the quizzes open until the 2nd of May. And then on the 2nd of May, inshallah, I will announce also on the 2nd of May, I will announce the winners, inshallah. Okay, the winners, those who will get prizes. But as I said, boys and girls, each and every one of you deserve a prize. But we don't have prizes for everybody. So please don't be sad if your name doesn't get called out. Because remember, your real prizes are in Jannah, alhamdulillah. Because we've been building Jannah together. We've been digging our streams in Jannah. We've been building our palaces in Jannah. We've been planting our forests in Jannah.
For all the horses.
Khadija says, I've been planting forests for all my horses. Yes, Khadija. So inshallah, your horses will have lovely forests in Jannah. So alhamdulillah, the real prize is in Jannah. So whether your name comes up as a winner or not, you are all winners, okay? Now, today's lesson is dedicated to the day of Eid. And the day of Eid is a day of happiness.
Which Eid? There's two Eids.
There's two Eids. Both days of Eid are days of happiness. But since it's Ramadan week, we're going to learn about the Eid that comes after Ramadan. Okay, Ahmed?
Yes.
So Ahmed saying, which Eid are we learning about? We're learning about the Eid that comes after Ramadan. And the day of Eid is a day of happiness. Allah gives us so many rewards and so many prizes, mashallah, tabarakallah.
And when you do Eid, then you eat a goat.
Khadija said, when we have Eid, we eat a goat. Well, that's another Eid, not this Eid. That's another Eid. We have two Eids. Today we want to learn about the Eid that comes at the end of Ramadan. And since Eid is a day of happiness, we want today's lesson to be happy as well. And a lot of you, mashallah, and your parents have been writing in and saying we're so sad that today is the last episode of Young Learners Hub. And I know I'm going to miss you, and you all saying you're going to miss me. And everyone was asking, can we please continue? Can we please extend it? Can you please make it continue? Unfortunately, we can't make it continue as we have been doing right now because Ramadan is coming and there's so many other things that will be happening, inshallah. But since the day of Eid is a happy day and today our lesson is related to the day of Eid, I want this to be a happy lesson. So I have an announcement for you all. And I had to make this announcement really because even if you guys didn't ask, I felt like I had to do it because I was going to miss you all. And I was actually feeling sad as well that today was the last lesson. So I am announcing that in Ramadan, inshallah, every Saturday in Ramadan, or for four Saturdays in Ramadan, we will have a Young learners hub lesson for you all related to the four quls, inshallah. All right, so every Saturday we'll be taking one qul, okay, and I'll be explaining to you the surah, the meanings of the surah. The first qul is qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. The second qul is qul huwallahu ahad. The third qul is qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. And the fourth qul is qul ahsant ya Khadija, well done. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Okay, so inshallah, every Saturday at 12 p.m. UK time, which is 2 p.m. Saudi time, 3 p.m. Dubai time, for half an hour inshallah, I will be coming online with Khadija, with Abdullah, with Ahmed, inshallah, every Saturday in Ramadan, and each Saturday we will take one qul, and inshallah I will release a poster, bi'ithnillah, in the upcoming days with details for this, okay? So please don't forget me in Ramadan and join me for those Saturdays. I wish I could do it more often in Ramadan, like we're doing the Young Learners Hub now, but alhamdulillah, we can't do this, but we can do something, isn't it? Once a week is better than nothing. And I know when I see you all, it will make me happy and make all of us happy, isn't it, Khadija?
Yes.
You'll be happy seeing all the young boys and girls.
Learning.
Yeah? Learning every Saturday in Ramadan, inshallah. Okay? Okay, now today, as we said, is about Eid. Now, how did Eid come about? When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to Medina, he saw the people of Medina celebrating different days, all right? Celebrating different
days.
They were celebrating and playing and they were happy. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to them, what are you doing? They said, these are days that we celebrate in. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah has replaced your days of celebration with 2 days that are better than all your celebrations. And those 2 days are known as Eid al-Fitr, which is the Eid at the end of Ramadan, and Eid al-Adha, which is Eid during the month of Dhul-Hijjah, at the end of the days of
Hajj,
or after the Hujjaj stand on the plains of Arafah. So this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us about Eid. Now, Eid refers to a recurring celebration, a celebration that goes and comes back. Every year we have Eid.
Yes.
Last year we had Eid. Khadija wore her nice clothes. Remember, Khadija?
I wore my red clothes.
You wore your red clothes, mashallah. You remember? Now Eid is going to come back again. So every year it comes back and it brings for us so many rewards. And it's a day of happiness. It's a day of celebration. Right?
Are the shaitans released
after Eid or on Eid? Abdullah is saying, what happens on the day of Eid? Are the shaitans released? Yes, the shaitans are released as soon as it's announced that Ramadan is over. So the night of Eid, the shaitans are released. Okay?
Released
meaning, remember we said when Ramadan comes, Allah ties the shaitan?
Yeah.
Right? When Ramadan finishes,
yeah,
Allah unties them.
Yeah.
So before, you know, like a horse, you tie the horse so it can't move too much.
Yeah.
Then we untie the horse. And then the horse can go where he wants to go, isn't it? So when Ramadan starts, Allah ties the shaitan. So he can't go everywhere. But when Ramadan finishes, Allah unties the shaitan. So the shaitan now can go everywhere and he starts troubling us again like he used to before. Right? But inshallah, we have taqwa. Ramadan helps us get
taqwa.
And we use taqwa to fight shaitan, right? So anyway, the day of Eid is a recurring celebration. And the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah has cancelled all recurring celebrations for two celebrations known as Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Okay, is that clear?
Yes.
All right. Now, how do we celebrate Eid? Celebration. How do we celebrate? Do we celebrate Eid by listening to music and boys and girls dancing and just driving around the roads, making noise and disturbing the neighbors and say we're having a party, everyone, with loud music?
No.
Is that how we celebrate Eid?
No.
We can't do that because now we have taqwa. And taqwa, remember we said, it's about building a barrier between us and the hellfire, isn't it? Yeah. How do we build that barrier? By doing good deeds and not doing bad deeds. So how do Muslims celebrate Eid? We celebrate Eid by building Jannah some more. But in a different way. Yes, Khadija?
But how do you make Jannah so there's space for you can walk?
Oh, Khadija is saying, but if we build our Jannah so much, then there'll be no place for us to walk. No, when you build your Jannah, Allah makes it bigger for you. If you build more houses and there's no place to walk, Allah will make it bigger for you. If you plant too many trees so there's no place to walk, Allah will make it even bigger for you. So keep on building and keep on planting and Allah will make your Jannah bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, alhamdulillah.
But then it's going to be bigger than the sky and...
Yes, Jannah is bigger than the whole world and the sky and everything. We can't even imagine how big Jannah is. Subhanallah. So we celebrate Eid by building Jannah some more. How? By praying Eid Salah. That's a new way of building Jannah. We can't build Jannah through Eid Salah on any other day except the day of Eid. Imagine that. Allah on the day of Eid gives us another way to build Jannah. By coming together for the Eid Salah. And we pray the two Sunnah. And it's a special Eid prayer because we know the Eid Salah is two units of prayer, right? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always did it, right? And some of the scholars of Islam say it's an obligation upon everyone who has to pray. Some of the scholars of Islam say it's a communal obligation, meaning it's enough for some people in the city to pray the Eid. And some people say it's a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to pray the Eid, but it doesn't matter, right? These things don't matter. What matters is if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it, then we must
do it.
And how did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do it? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to take all the Muslims to the open land.
Where?
Near Medina. And they used to pray the Eid. So they never used to pray inside the masjid. They used to pray it outside the masjid. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to tell everyone to come and witness the Eid Salah. Even if they're not going to pray. But at least come and watch. Even if you're not going to pray, then come and be part of the gathering. Why? Because Allah is sending down forgiveness and mercy and rewards. And everyone who's there is going to fall on them. And they're going to get all these special presents. And on the day of Eid, Allah forgives so many people from the hellfire. So you get that reward as well. The reward of being forgiven from the hellfire. Subhanallah. So this is what happens on the day of Eid. It's a special salah. It happens in a way like no other salah. Okay? Now remember, boys and girls, we said we should be respectful in the comments, right? And we should keep the comments related to the lesson. Okay? Allah is watching you and Allah is watching what you write. If you're writing things that are not related to the lesson, you're disturbing people. And if you disturb people, then Allah doesn't like that. And if you be rude in the comments, then Allah is going to question you on the day of Qiyamah because the angels will write it down. The angels will write it down, right?
And if you say sorry, then he will write it
out. Okay, Khadija said, I should tell you all, for those who are being naughty in the comments, that stop being naughty and say sorry. Because if you say sorry to each other and sorry to Allah, then the angels will rub out your mistake. So on the day of Qiyamah, you won't be punished. Thank you, Khadija, for that. May Allah bless you. Well done. All right. So in terms of the day of Eid, we build Jannah some more. That's what we do. We celebrate it by building Jannah some more. We don't spend the day of Eid deleting our whole Ramadan. That we did so much good work in Ramadan. We fasted, we prayed Taraweeh, we tried to search for Laylatul Qadr. We used to read so much Quran. And then on the day of Eid, we do bad things. We miss our Salah. We listen to music. We dance with the boys and girls. All these things that makes Allah angry. Not doesn't make Allah happy. So we have to remember that yes, Eid is a day of celebration, but it's not a day of burning your Jannah. It's a day of building your Jannah. And there's a difference between burning something down and building something up. Right? In the Young Learners Hub, we build Jannah together. Would anyone be happy if someone came and burnt our Jannah down?
Yeah. No.
Would you be happy?
No.
That you've been studying and doing your homework and we're learning and we're practicing and subhanAllah, we're building Jannah together, right? Then someone comes and lights the fire and burns all our houses and all our trees. Will we be happy?
No.
No. So why would you want to do that to your Jannah? By doing bad deeds. Why would you want to do that? Right? Now some people are saying, but we'll be in quarantine. We won't have Eid Salah. Don't worry. If you are in quarantine and you can't have Eid Salah, don't be sad. You know why? The Prophet ﷺ said that if sometimes you can't do something because people don't allow you to do it or because you're sick and you can't do it, Allah will reward you the rewards of doing it. Subhanallah. Like today, we can't go for Jumu'ah, right? It's Friday, but we can't go for Jumu'ah. Allah will protect us. We know that Allah is rewarding us for doing Jumu'ah. Because it's not that we don't want to go for Jumu'ah. We want to go for Jumu'ah. But the masjid is closed because of the coronavirus, right? So even on Eid day, if we can't get together because the government says people can't get together because of the coronavirus, so you can't do the Eid Salah. So we say, Alhamdulillah, the same rewards of Eid and the Eid Salah Allah is going to give us. Why? Because Allah knows in our hearts that we really, really want to do the Eid Salah, right?
Yes.
But we can't because of the coronavirus. It's not that we don't want to. We want to, but we can't, right? So Allah is so merciful. And that's why I want you all to smile. I don't want you all to be sad. And I even want you to tell your parents to smile. That Allah is so merciful upon us. Why should we be sad? Alhamdulillah, Allah is going to give us the rewards without us even doing anything. It's going to come to us for free. Subhanallah. Should we be sad about that or should we be happy about that?
Happy.
So we should be happy and we should thank Allah and say Alhamdulillah and say Allahu Akbar and say Subhanallah and say La ilaha illallah. Say, Ya Allah, you're so merciful upon us. Ya Allah, you're so merciful upon us. And Subhanallah. Yani, shaitan is trying to make us sad and make us feel that this year there's no Eid and this year there's no Taraweeh and this year there's no masjid. Shaitan is making us feel sad. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that which makes us happy. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't feel sad. If you can't go to the masjid, pray your salah at home. Allah will reward you as if you went to the masjid. If you can't do Eid Salah, don't worry. You used to do Eid Salah all the time. So Allah will give you the rewards of Eid Salah even though you can't do the Eid Salah. Alhamdulillah.
Even though coronavirus will hurt you, Allah will protect you.
Khadija says, no coronavirus can ever hurt you. Allah will protect you. So Khadija is saying, no coronavirus can take away your deeds. Allah will give you your deeds and He'll protect your deeds and He'll build your Jannah, alhamdulillah. And that's the main thing. The main thing is we get the rewards of Eid and alhamdulillah, Allah will give us those rewards. Jazakallah khair, Khadija. That was very important. That was a very important thing that you said, mashallah. Okay, now, how do we know it's the day of Eid? Well, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us that every month in Islam is either 29 days or 30 days. So on the 29th day, when we finish fasting on the 29th day, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to go outside and look for the new moon. If you see the new moon, the next day is Eid. If you don't see the new moon, then the next day will be the 30th of Ramadan. And you have to fast that day. And then when the 30th of Ramadan finishes, you don't have to look for the moon. Because even if you don't see the moon, it doesn't matter. The next day will be Eid. So how do we know it's Eid? Through two ways. Either number one, we see the moon after the 29th fast. Or number two, we complete 30 days of Ramadan. 30 days of fasting. If we do that, then the next day will be Eid. Now, how many people need to see the moon? Two people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, two adult people have to see the moon.
That's why.
So then we know that Ramadan is finished and tomorrow is Eid. Right? So if one person sees the moon, then it can't be Eid. Two people have to see the moon and have to say, we've seen the moon, and describe to us how they saw the moon and so on and so forth. And if they both match, meaning both of the things that, meaning if all of the things that they both say match, then we know that they're telling the truth. And alhamdulillah, Ramadan is finished. We're going to be rewarded. And the next day is going to be the day of Eid. But if they don't see the moon, then what do? We fast the next day. And the day after that, we celebrate the day of Eid.
And no one has to find the moon.
Then no one has to find the moon, because a month cannot be 31 days.
Because
a month can only be 30 days.
Because it's only 30 days, because there's no one looking for the moon except for Eid.
Yes, no one. People do look for the moon in the other months also. But yes, you're right, Khadija. Khadija says, we don't normally see people looking for the moon except when it's Eid. And she's right. But people do look for the moon. But when it comes to Eid, everyone tries to look for the moon. Right? Because they want to have the day of Eid. All right. Now, boys and girls, an important thing. Before the Eid Salah, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught all the parents to do an important thing. They have to give some charity to poor people. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that we need to give 2.5 kgs to 3 kgs of what the people normally eat. If it's rice, then rice. If it's dates, then dates. If it's wheat, then wheat. If it's barley, then barley. You have to take 2.5 kgs to 3 kgs of something that the people eat and give it to them. Right? So a mother has to do it for herself, a father has to do it for himself, and the father has to do it for the children also, right? So I have to do it for myself, right? For my wife, for Khadija, for Abdullah, for Ahmed. So if, let's say it's 3 kgs, that's 5 times 3 kgs, so I have to give 15 kgs on behalf of all of us to the poor people. Before the Eid Salah. It has to be before the Eid Salah. Why before the Eid Salah? Because that's the rewards. The rewards for it are safe if you do it before the Eid Salah. And why do we do it? Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted to teach us that just like we're going to be happy and we're going to be eating, also the poor people must be happy. They should have food that they can cook for their families as well, and they can celebrate Eid and they can be happy as well. So make sure you tell your parents about this charity, 2.5 kgs to 3 kgs of the staple diet, right? They should give out to the poor people on behalf of everyone in the family. A father must do it on behalf of himself and everyone in his family so that the poor people can also celebrate Eid. Alright, now the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he used to do some special things on the day of Eid.
What is it?
Let me tell you. Number one, as soon as the moon is sighted, or as soon as you finish the 30th fast, we are taught to recite the takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. This is the takbir of Eid. It means Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. There's no one worthy of worship besides Allah. Allah is the greatest, for Allah is all praise. We recite this from the time we see the moon. Or if we don't see the moon, then from the time we finish the 30th fast. And we keep on reciting it until the Eid Salah begins. This is what we are taught. This is, it's mustahab. It's recommended. Okay? If you don't do it, you're not sinful. But it's good for us to do it. So this is one thing that we need to do. Number two, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, before going for Eid al-Fitr, he used to eat an odd number of dates. Why? To show that he's not fasting. Today is not a day of fasting. Eid is a day of eating. Right? We have eating. But don't overeat. Right? You don't want to eat till you, I can't breathe. No. You need to eat, but you can't overeat. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to eat an odd number of dates. Maybe one date or 3 dates or 5 dates. But he used to eat before going to the Eid Salah. So this Eid, make sure you have the dates ready. Tell your mommy and daddy, let's have the dates ready. And you can eat some dates, either 1 or 3 or 5, before you go to the Eid prayer. Also, we should wear our best clothes. We should celebrate Eid. Get your nicest clothes out Make sure they're ironed. Make sure they're clean. If you need to buy new clothes, no problem. Buy new clothes. Also, you should have a nice bath so you smell fresh, right? Because on Eid day, your clothes must be nice and you should smell nice also. You should bath and you should wear itar. Itar is perfume, right? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to place itar on himself. So we should place itar on ourselves as well. So when people smell us, they say, wow, you're smelling so nice, right? And also what we should do on the day of Eid, which is a sunnah from the days of Eid, is to go to the Eid prayer, if we are going to have an Eid prayer, to go to the Eid prayer using one road and come back home using another road. It's better to do that, because that's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Why did he teach us that, Khadija? Because if you go using one road, then on the day of Qiyamah, that road will bear witness to Allah that you use that road to go for Eid. And if you use another road coming back, that other road on the day of Qiyamah will tell Allah that I know this person, he went to the Eid prayer and he came back from the Eid prayer because he passed over me, you see. And also, if you go using one road, you might find some poor people there that you can help. And if you come back using another road, you might find some more poor people that you can help. And Allah loves for us to help other people and also to make their day of Eid special. All right, we've gone through these things a bit quickly. I know that because mashallah, we had a lot of questions coming in. But alhamdulillah, the program is recorded. So after this, you can watch it again, or you can watch it just before the day of Eid, right? You can revise what was taught. And at the end, I have some call outs for you all. So please bear with me. Very quickly, Aisha Taj, who's 16, a very special student of ours from London. There's Khadija, who's 7, and Hafsa, who's 5. Khadija and Hafsa Taj, thank you for being part of this program. And thank you, Liba and Isa, for sending in your siblings' work. That shows you, mashallah, that you are very connected brothers and sisters, mashallah. You're connected siblings, and that's beautiful. May Allah bless you all and bless your relationships. Ameen. We have Muneeb Jazali from Sutton in the UK. And Saad Luqman, who's 10 years old from Abu Dhabi. Jazakallah khair for doing your homework. And Saad, that was very creative of you using flour to make some designs, mashallah. Very nice. We have Hafsa, who's 10, and Khadija, who's 8, from Dewsbury. Another Khadija. Thank you for watching all the episodes. We have Ishal, who's 10, and Mahdiya, who's 6, mashallah. And you know what they both do every night or every day after Young Learners Hub? They learn the lesson and they teach it to their parents, mashallah. Every night, mashallah, tabarakallah. May Allah bless you both. Okay, brothers and sisters in Islam, this brings us to the end of today and to the end of our series. And at this juncture, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for He gave us good health. He gave us the internet, mashallah. He gave us the episodes. Everything went to plan, alhamdulillah. We almost lost episode 10, but alhamdulillah, Allah helped us capture it, right? So we thank Allah for this. All these lessons, all this effort, you guys joining in, and Khadija and Abdullah and Ahmed over here, and myself and my family here running these programs, it couldn't have happened except with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah blessing us all. So we say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There's no power, no might except from Allah. And we say alhamdulillah bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. All praises belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for it is with His blessings that all goodness is complete. I really had a phenomenal time building Jannah with you all. And I ask Allah to protect our Jannah for us and show us the Jannah we've built together during these days. And more importantly, brothers and sisters in Islam and my young boys and my young girls, don't forget, you can do whatever you want to do. You're never too small to do great things. Don't forget about your Salah. Don't forget about fasting and about Ramadan and about the night, the last 10 nights of Ramadan and about Laylatul Qadr and about the day of Eid. Don't forget the lessons. You have to revise the lessons. Shaitan is going to make you try and forget the lessons. Shaitan is going to make you try and forget that you're special. Don't let Shaitan win, okay? Don't forget any of the lessons. Don't forget me, even when you get older. I hope when you get older, you still remember me and you remember Khadija and you remember Abdullah and you remember Ahmed. And don't forget that inshallah, today is the prize giving. Don't forget to do your worksheets and don't forget to do your quiz. Remember, inshallah, in Ramadan, we're going to be back with you all every Saturday at 12 p.m. UK time, inshallah, and tell your parents to look out for the notice or the advert on my social media pages. And if they need more information, they can email me. Once again, I really love building Jannah with you all, and I really love you all for the sake of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that when we love someone for the sake of Allah, we should tell them, I love you all for the sake of Allah. And from myself and Khadija and Abdullah and Ahmed and Jess, mashallah, and Blackjack and Mist, we say to you all, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's say it all together loud, everyone. We say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.